This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting. For investors who want the whole story, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the weekend edition of the KE Report. And now the second hour. Unfortunately, Al could not get a KER Politics show recorded this weekend. I will be posting a post on our website in the KER Politics section so the comments and discussion can keep on going. But in this second hour, for everyone listening on the radio, I am replaying some of the, I believe, more important company updates that I recorded throughout this week. This is only four company interviews out of well over 10 that we recorded again this week. So please be sure to come back, visit our website, kereport.com, and listen to those company updates. Starting off the second hour, we are getting an update from Benchmark Metals and a close look into the company's 100,000-meter drill program. I hope you all enjoy. Hey, everyone. Welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. We're getting an update from Benchmark Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BNCH and on the OTCQX under the symbol BNCHF. I'm chatting with the president and director, Jim Gregg. Now, Jim, starting off, quickly recapping the news release, most recent news release out of the company, May 26th, the company announced that it is starting the 2021 drill program that is 100,000 meters at the Lawyers Gold and Silver Project. Now, this project is in the Golden Horseshoe area of North Central British Columbia in Canada. Jim, let's get right into this drill program. Talk about the main targets that are going to be tested throughout this 100,000 meter program, please.
Yes, very good. Thanks for having us, Corey. Yeah, we planned an exceedingly aggressive drill plan, 100,000 meters to be drilled this year. 50,000 meters will go towards resource expansion and definition drilling. And as you know, we also announced near 3 million ounces of gold and silver just a few weeks ago. So that 50,000 meters will go towards growing and expanding those existing three deposits. And then we have another 50,000 meters that are going towards regional exploration. So there's a two-part picture to this company, Benchmark. We have resource expansion. We know there's exceedingly more ounces than 3 million. We'll be expanding that. But we also believe there's a property here that's ripe for new exploration to develop brand new discoveries across the package. And we've seen that with some of the drilling last year and some of our work on the ground with our geologists collecting samples, performing geophysics, and also some mapping. We've outlined six immediate targets to drill test. And we believe these are areas for new ounces as well. So we're not only a development to engineering company looking towards building a mine, we also will be looking for new discoveries across this big package. So it's a total of 100,000 meters, 50,000 towards expanding the existing targets, and 50,000 meters towards brand new discoveries.
Now let's talk about that 50,000 meters for resource expansion and definition. Look, the company in their 3 million ounces, 2.1 of those million ounces are already in the indicated category. So that leaves you with just short of 900,000 ounces of the inferred to convert. But when it comes to expansion, any idea on what the what's possible here in your eyes, kind of as a goal for the company to expand that 3 million ounces?
Yeah, I think it's more than fair to say that with additional drilling on these existing deposits, we could get up and over 4 million ounces. We will be converting the inferred to measured and indicated, but we will also be expanding two of the largest areas, the Cliff Creek Zone to the south and at depth, and also the AGB Zone to the south and at depth. With expansion and further definition within the center of the deposits, we truly think 4 million ounces is achievable. That doesn't include any ounces that are put together with the regional exploration program, because we have one zone in particular called Marmot. We hit a large zone on that last year. We think there's very good potential to expand that with new ounces through this season as well.
So I'm going to post figure one from that news release below this interview, because it does outline where some of these resources are located, and also the targets, these six immediate targets that you mentioned. Can you give us some more information on these targets? You already mentioned Marmot, but I also see Lala, Marmot East, Guilford's Edge. What more information can you give us on these other targets that will be drilled?
Sure. So these other targets exhibit and display the same type of anomalous geological factors that, let's say, our Cliff Creek zone shows. You're seeing large geophysical anomalies at surface from radiometrics. And actually, at Marmot, the area of expression right at surface is larger. We can see these large structures defined by the geophysics, high-grade rock grabs showing very good grade gold and silver from outcrops at surface, and the geochemical signature, the soil sampling that we've done, has outlined multi-kilometer grids across each target area. And the thesis to this is that all of these coincident factors layer on top of each other, and they mirror or look exactly the same as the center of our property where the deposits are. So we anticipate that with more drilling that we will encounter gold and silver right from surface down to depth. And this Marmot target actually returned 101 meters of 0.82 grams per ton gold equivalent. But within that, last year it also outlined 22 meters of 2.1 grams. So some very good grade mineralization at surface. And those five targets outside of Marmot all have yet to be drill tested. So it's going to be an exciting program here. We anticipate expanding the Marmot zone, but also defining brand new discoveries just south of the main areas.
Now, in terms of some of these brand new discoveries or the potential here, there any other, I guess, from the surface work that gives you an idea of where you might have some high-grade resources or high-grade areas within the project?
Yeah, well, actually, all of the targets that we've outlined have high-grade material at surface. So, for instance, the Marmot Zone, we had a rock sample that returned almost 2 ounces of gold, 61 grams per ton gold, but also 3,900 grams for silver. So, you know, very, very good high-grade. There's another area called M-Grid, that returned just over 51 grams gold and 273 grams of silver. So all of the areas, high-grade gold and silver at surface, and now it just needs drill definition. And this is perhaps the largest regional exploration program planned in Canada.
So then, big picture, before we leave this drill program, when it comes to, I guess, how you and your team are viewing this project, is it looking more and more like this is going to be multiple pits, potentially open pits? And I know we'll find out more about this as you move through some economic studies, but is that the, I guess, general overview and high-level goals of this project that you think is possible here?
That's exactly it. We believe there's potential for 5 million ounces or more total at Benchmark, and this will be derived from three existing deposits, but a whole slew of additional satellite deposits with gold and silver right at surface.
All right, we are out of time for this first segment of the second hour. If you do want to listen to the full interview that was posted back on Tuesday on our website, Jim and I dive in just past them. Jim and I look also past the drill program to some of the other catalysts, including a PEA in the near term and a feasibility study by next year. Remember, the company has a current resource of 2.9 million ounces and a very aggressive drill program. Please send me whatever questions you have for Jim, and I will get those answered. Everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back with an update from Group 10 Metals.
Thank Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome back. As promised in this segment, I am replaying an interview with Group 10 Metals. An update on the company's 10,000 meter drill program at the Stillwater West property and some recent rhodium results. The president CEO, Michael Rowley, and I do discuss an image that is present in a recent news release. I also posted it under that posting on our website, so be sure to check that out. I hope you all enjoy. Hey, everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from Group 10 Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol PGE, and on the OTCQB under the symbol PGEZF. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, Mike Rowley. Now, Mike, I had you back on the show last at the beginning of March. Since that time, there's been a number of news releases that I want to touch on. I think one of the most important, at least in the near term, is the drill program, the largest drill program undertaken by the company at the Stillwater West project. 10,000 meters, multiple rigs are going to be on site. Bring everybody up to speed initially with the overall goals behind this 10,000 meter program, please, Mike.
You bet. Thanks. I'm glad to be back. The program, of course, builds on the success of the past years. We've now proven the Platte Reef in Montana model, and our news release April 19th did a really concise job of expressing the scale that we're onto in that regard. Yes, our first multi-rig drill program, and we'll be focused on those areas that we're developing resources in currently, so the three most advanced target areas. As you know, we have eight areas in total that have potential for Platte Reef deposit types, those being bulk mineable nickel copper sulfide with palladium, platinum, rhodium, gold, and cobalt. In that model taken from South Africa that's appropriate to the district, our focus with the drill program this year is on the three most advanced areas, and those are represented very nicely on that April 19th figure. Get a rig on each one of those and look to expand it in our biggest program to date. So news flow would be likely the announcement of the start of work and then the debut of those inaugural resources in those three areas. And then with success in this year's drill program, we expect to be looking at expanding those inaugural resources promptly as those results come in. It's a very exciting time for the company.
So, Mike, I'm going to post the figure that was in that April 19th release. It's also on slide 15 within the company's presentation. Let's talk through these three more advanced targets that are going to be explored this year. Starting on the left-hand side, the Chrome Mountain target area. In the middle, the Camp target area. And on the far right, the HGR, or Iron Mountain target area. Give us a little bit more insight, starting on the left-hand side here. Chrome Mountain target area. Why are you focusing here in this program?
Essentially, that's where the drilling in the database that we inherited holds together and gives us the beginnings of drill-defined mineralization that we can model into resources. We drilled that in 2020, and we confirmed what was there. We also are blessed to have all the core that was drilled there in the 2000s era and the QP that drilled it. So it was a fairly simple matter for us to bring in this new model from South Africa, the Platte Reef bulk mineable thinking, and model up what you see there in that image from April 19th on slide 15. The model holds together very nicely. We're looking forward to debuting that. And, of course, what you see in the image here is fantastic potential to expand that. The continuity across 9.2 kilometers of the chargeability anomaly in pink and the conductivity anomaly in blue is remarkable, and the way those correlate so strongly with the resource areas in yellow is almost without precedent. It shows terrific potential for expansion in terms of grade and scale. It's exciting stuff.
So then in terms of also the Camp target area, the Iron Mountain target area, what's the drill strategy going to be to step outside of those resource areas? What's the step out distance going to be? What's the attack strategy here?
We're doing intelligent step-outs. We're basically building from the known into the unknown. We will also be running a renewed IP survey as well to detail the gaps that you see in this survey based on the success of last year. And I think those results will inform the drill in real time as well. We see terrific potential to expand in all three of these areas. And the step-outs, as you note, will be sort of 100-meter approximately, and we're blessed. There's so much mineralization going on here. We can often test two or three targets with a single drill hole. There's a lot of mineralization in the system, a lot of targets to test. It's really fun to work in such a a metal-rich district. And on that note, I'll just note that our neighbor's deposit, Sibanye-Stillwater, is the line in red on this image. So including past production, that's about 100 million ounces of the world's highest grade palladium platinum sitting right there. And in fact, they're mining about 2 kilometers down in the area of that Chrome Mountain deposit target on our system, right? So there's a lot of mineralization in the magmatic pulses in this district that laid down the Stillwater complex. And that carries through from everything we can see into the lower portion of the geology, which is us, which is the targets that you're seeing here. It becomes a more bulk mining scenario, but that also brings economies of scale. So we're excited. This is building nicely on our vision of becoming a primary source of battery and precious metals in the U.S. in a mining district.
Can you give us a little bit of a comparison in terms of the grade that you guys have seen in your past drilling and in your resources compared to that Stillwater deposit run by Sibanye just up above?
Sure, I'd be glad to. They run 3 mines on 1 deposit, and that deposit is the JM Reef deposit, the Johns Manville Reef deposit. It's 40 kilometers long, it's 1.8 meters thick, and I believe it's currently 88 million ounces at 17 grams per ton palladium platinum. Palladium rich, I believe it's a 3-to-1 ratio. Ultimately, it is a nickel sulfide, copper sulfide deposit. It's just relatively low in nickel and copper sulfide. I believe it's sort of 0.04 range. And they run a smelter in the district that is a sulfide smelter on that basis. That's just off to the northeast. We have reef-type targets on our ground. That's what people, some of the juniors before us, were exploring for. We also, and those are known, and we often include them in our drill. You see them in our cross-sections. It's not our primary target. AMAX did a lot of work in the 60s and 70s on our ground pursuing much longer intercepts of nickel and copper sulfide, especially at the Camp target area, which we talked about. They also did some good metallurgy work that we'll be summarizing shortly. So it was well known that there is actually bulk mining potential in the district. We're just simply the first to put it together.
Okay, that concludes our time for the second segment. Again, that full interview posted on Thursday on our website, kereport.com. Everyone stick around, I'm going to be right back. Replaying company update from Vizsla Silver.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Mixed reaction to the latest jobs report. The Labor Department announcing Friday the U.S. added about 560,000 jobs in May. President Biden calls the report great news, and he says it's due in part to the American Rescue Plan.
The plan provided those resources to get shots in people's arms, underwrite the vaccination effort, enough vaccine supply for every single American, more vaccinators, people to put shots in the arms, and more vaccination sites.
Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady, though, points out economists expected more jobs to be added, and he says long-term unemployment is higher now than when the pandemic started. A microbiologist now reconsidering his thoughts on the origins of COVID. New York City Dr. Peter Pelese was one of over two dozen doctors who signed a letter last year downplaying the theory that the virus escaped from a lab. Recently, though, he told London's The Daily Mail a lot of disturbing information has surfaced since that letter, and he believes a thorough investigation is needed. This is USA Radio News. California's assault weapons ban overturned. The ban in effect since 1989, but a federal judge Friday rules it violates the Second Amendment. California's attorney general plans to appeal. Facebook banning former President Trump until after the midterm elections. Here's Tim Berg.
Facebook says it's suspending Donald Trump's accounts for 2 years, formalizing a long-term penalty for the former U.S. president after its independent oversight board said the company was wrong to keep the ban open-ended. Facebook saying it would revisit the suspension 2 years from the date of its initial move to suspend him on January 7th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
G7 countries agree to a historic new tax deal. Finance ministers in London agree to tax companies where they conduct their business. They also agree to a minimum corporate tax rate of 15% to avoid countries undercutting each other. A UK official says this will reform the global tax system to make it fit for the global digital age. This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back, everyone. As promised, in this segment, we are replaying an interview that I had with Vizsla Silver and the president and CEO, Michael Connert. Mike and I discussed the $60 million bought deal financing that could very well be upsized and the new discovery at the Panuku project. I hope you all enjoy. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with Vizsla Silver, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VZLA and on the OTCQB under the symbol VIZSF. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, Mike Connert. Now, Mike, a number of news releases that we're going to get to, but we're going to start off with the most recent news release that came out May 26th, announcing a bought deal financing for $60 million Canadian. There is also this upsize option to just short of $70 million. Now, this isn't closed yet, but it is a bought deal. So, Mike, assuming when this money comes into the bank account, what should it take the balance, the cash balance of Vizsla up to, and what are these funds going to be used for?
Well, it should take it, without exercising the overallotment, it should take it close to $80 million, which will give us a significant amount of opportunities, potential here at the Panuco District, some use of proceeds, certainly drilling. I suspect that we'll increase the rig count to 10 rigs in the future here. We've just announced some new electromagnetic news as well from the project. So airborne EM is part of the use of proceeds. And, of course, it gives us some optionality on, the underlying option payment. So really this financing is going to be used as a springboard, basically, to bring Vizsla to the next level. So we're very excited about the support that we've seen in the company and in the financing, and really looking forward to
closing this and moving forward with our business plan. Of course, our internal goal at Vizsla is to become a very large-scale producer of silver and gold at the Panuco District here.
So let's talk about that EM, geophysics survey. It's outlining some new targets, or it actually says discovers new vein. What was the strategy behind doing this electromagnetic survey now, kind of later on in the project exploration stage?
Well, it is, you know, it is a new discovery. So we've made a new discovery here, and Charles Funk, our technical director, and the team down in Mexico, they, you know, they have a great sense of humor. And so, of course, our main discovery is Napoleon, and the new discovery from this EM is called Josephine. And of course, Josephine was Napoleon's wife. So it's a parallel structure. It's something that looks like it has the potential to become a, you know, possibly another Napoleon. And, you know, this was a blind discovery. This is discovery through EM. So we're very excited about that. You know, the reasoning behind, you know, doing EM at this point here was that we needed to see and know that the material we were finding, actually EM is on an epithermal system like this in Mexico, it's very rare that it works. And the only reason that it works for us here is because the discovery that we made at Napoleon is in this semi-massive and massive sulfide material, this very, very high-grade material. So our discovery hole, 6 meters at 8 kilograms of silver equivalent, you know, that shows up on the EM. And now we can take that and go elsewhere in the district. As a matter of fact, we'll fly the whole district and we'll come up with new targets, new discoveries. It's really giving us the ability to vector into the best areas, the highest grade areas of existing veins as well as new veins that we haven't discovered yet. So worth noting again, just to speak to the size of Panuco, you know, this is kind of an important point here. The drilling that we're doing at Napoleon and Tijitos represents less than 10% of the known vein extent across the district. So we're really just getting started here. Napoleon was a virgin discovery, never drilled before. Tijitos was never drilled before. You know, we already have a huge amount of targets in the district. This EM is going to give us the ability to target the best areas of the known veins, and it's also giving us new targets that we didn't know about before.
Okay, so still it sounds like a lot of exploration on tap, and the goal is still making new discoveries. But let's also talk big picture about some of the drilling at this Napoleon vein, because throughout April and May, the company was consistently releasing drill results that were expanding on this Napoleon vein. Take us through that overall strategy here of just how big the Napoleon vein looks to be right now and still some of that expansion potential.
Yeah, so Napoleon, I've said it elsewhere, I think, in interviews, but Napoleon really is a beast. It's a big vein. It's about 3 kilometers now in strike that we know about. We've drilled an area that's 800 meters of strike by 350 meters in depth. And the average width of the vein through our drilling there, we've announced this, is about 4 meters. So the dimensions of that known area, 800 meters by 300 meters by 4 meters, and the average grade of those drill holes are about 440 grams silver equivalent. So, you know, on a GT basis, that's one of the top grades of a vein in Mexico for 4 meters by 440 grams. And, of course, we're continuing to step out along the vein to the north and the south. You know, I suspect that Napoleon will get a significant, you know, I think that it'll grow significantly from here.
So what's possible at this Napoleon vein, just the Napoleon vein in terms of ounces? Do you have a general number? Obviously, this is forward-looking, but just to put it in context for people.
Well, I think, you know, what we've done here is we've announced, as I said, the strike, the depth, and the average width. Now, with the grade, and then the only other piece of information that someone might need to make a calculation there would be the specific gravity of the rock there. And so, you know, from what we see, you know, I suspect that we'll see a pathway to over 100 million ounces at Napoleon in total. And the reason that I say that is because it's already grown so much in such a short period of time. But, you know, we have the further extent of the strike. The mineralization is wide open at depth. So some of the best holes that we've drilled at Napoleon are deep you know, some of the highest grades of gold are 350 meters deep. Now, that's not typical in Mexico. Typically, what you'll see is a transition from precious metals to base metals at depth, certainly at 350 meters in most typical deposits in Mexico. But, you know, this is something that's unique. And typically when you see this precious metals this far at depth, you know, the potential for it to continue, is really real. So we're excited about drilling this deeper, but we still need to find the natural limitations of the mineralization. So to do that, we're drilling long strike to the north and the south.
So, Mike, I realized that you guys, when you put together Vizsla, you consolidated this land package. That's why it is such a large land package. But what did the past companies that were on this project, what did they miss if this Napoleon vein is so big?
Well, the big thing was that nobody drilled it. What past companies and groups here at Panuco missed, and, you know, when we talk about past companies, so we're the first Canadian company, actually first non-Mexican company to have the entire district to explore. In the past, other groups had poked around in some smaller concessions and had an opportunity to option a small portion of half of the district. But we're the first company to have the entire district to explore, and that happened, you know, due to, you know, good timing and luck and the work of one of our partners early on here in the district. You know, really the district suffers from a lack of exploration and certainly a lack of drilling. So when we got there, there wasn't even a geology map. You know, the most basic thing that you would expect in a mining district that was never done.
All right, we need to wrap it up there. But to hear that full interview, that was posted on Wednesday on our site. Mike and I get into a few more details about what the company is doing and also that history on the area. Everyone, stick around. I'm going to be right back wrapping up the second hour of the weekend edition with an update from Kennerland Minerals on the back of that company's high-grade gold drill results.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wrapping up the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report, and we are getting an update from Kennerland Minerals. I chatted with the president and CEO, Zach Flood, back on Thursday. That's where you can hear this full interview. As I mentioned, any of these companies that I bring on the show, please email me with your questions and your thoughts. It helps me with my due diligence and also helps the company understand where investors are focused. Everyone, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy this final segment. Hey, everyone. Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Kennerland Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KLD. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Zach Flood. Now, Zach, a couple news releases to touch on. The first one that came out May 26th, this is a pretty significant news release, I think, because it's the first drill results that you've gotten in really any of your programs. This coming from the Frotet project and the Renault Gold Discovery. This project is in northern Quebec. The headline number here, over 90 grams per ton gold, over 5.72 meters. This is a very impressive hit. A total of 15 holes were reported in this news release, but again, focused on this high grade and with pretty good width, over 5 meters. What drew you to this target here early on this drill program?
Hi, Corey. Thanks for having me on again. It's always a pleasure. Renault is a totally greenfield discovery that we made actually Q1 in 2020 that followed about 2 years of systematic regional exploration in the Frotet Evans Greenstone Belt of northern Quebec. So to kind of reiterate for viewers who aren't familiar, our listeners, Kennerland is obviously focused on early stage exploration, the discovery of new mineral deposits. We identified a belt in northern Quebec that was kind of wide open in 2017. We staked about 56,000 hectares, which is about 560 square kilometers, and immediately optioned it to Sumitomo Metal Mining at the time. We were private, and we were more of a project generator, whereas today we're sort of a hybrid explorer. But right after we optioned it to Sumitomo Metal Mining, we started carrying out systematic regional till sampling over that entire 56,000 hectare property. 2 years of that and 6,000 samples later, we identified a really big gold anomaly, golden till anomaly in the southern portion of our property. And what was interesting was there was no mineral occurrences in the Quebec database. There was no drill holes in the Quebec database in that particular area. And so we were pretty fascinated by it, and we sent out a lot of prospectors to look for boulders did a big team out there kind of hunting around for boulders, and sure enough, we started to find them. And one of the first boulders that we assayed ran 400 grams per ton, so we knew right away that there was potential for high-grade gold. And that was in 2019. And then in Q1 2020, we undertook the very first diamond drill program. We drilled about 7,800 meters over about a 2 kilometer long area, testing various geophysical targets, chargeability, and magnetic gradients. That resulted in an intercept of 29 meters at 8.5 grams, including 11 meters at 18, which happens to be now on what we're calling the R1 structure, which is a kind of corridor of a vein, structurally controlled vein-hosted kind of corridor. And we also hit, in that program, we hit another hole. In the second hole of the program, we hit 3.75 meters at 16 grams, a kilometer away to the south, and a few other notable hits in there. So we were really excited that we had found this new gold system. You know, there's no outcrop anywhere. It's kind of sitting under a shallow till cover and beneath a shallow bay of a lake. After we announced that first drill program, the market was on a tear last summer, so we took the company public, and we raised $10 million on that financing, and we started trading early this year. And then we launched the second drill program, the second kind of significant drill program, which we have started to release results, which you just mentioned. So we've put out results from 15 of those kind of 30 holes. There's a total of just over 8,500 meters drilled on this campaign, following up on that initial discovery. And what we found here was that the gold mineralization is structurally controlled, vein-hosted, which we knew it was vein-hosted. We were kind of unsure of the structural nature of it, but now we've defined what we're calling the R1 structure, which is an east-west trending vein. And as you mentioned, there's some pretty spectacular hits on it. We kind of drilled from the other direction as that 29 meters at 8.5 grams, and we hit 5.72 meters at 90 grams. Over 90 grams, and then the 250-meter step out to the west hit 25.33 meters at 6.29 grams per ton, and then some other notable intercepts out to the east as well, so east and west. We kind of stepped out from that 007. We kept hitting the structure, so now we understand it is indeed structurally controlled. It's trending east-west. There's hits almost over 500 meters to the north that hit 2.7 meters at 15.87 grams per ton. There's hits almost a kilometer to the south, like that 3.75 meters at 16 grams per ton and 4.93 meters at 9.5 grams per ton. So there's other structures in here that we think are trending east-west as well now. We have this footprint that's about 2 kilometers kind of north-south, but within that, we have these east-west trending kind of stacked vein sets going east-west, which, you know, bodes obviously well for the future and additional discoveries, the potential for additional discoveries.
All right, so look, you're hitting high grade, it sounds like, all over the place, but also, as you said, structurally controlled. So right now you're seeing about 2 kilometers of the strike. What's the potential size here? What other work are you going to do just outside of where you have already drilled?
So the Renault discovery area is about 2 kilometers north-south. There's obviously gold anomalies, a long trend that continues about 3 kilometers to the south. Some of the additional drilling that we're going to put out was targeting some regional areas along trend. But so far, we're confident we have at least 2 kilometers of strike, not along the veins, but just along that corridor. And again, the veins are almost perpendicular to that corridor. So I'm not sure, I can't comment on the actual potential size here, but it's a significant footprint for a gold system. You know, there's going to be multiple structures hosting high-grade gold mineralization. There's lots to follow up on.
So one thing we do need to outline, too, is that this Fratet project is in partnership with Sumitomo Metal Mining Canada. Sumitomo has fulfilled its requirement to earn an 80% interest in this project, and going forward, exploration expenditures will be split on that 80-20 basis. Give us a bit more information about this partnership with Sumitomo Metal Mining. Who's the operator? Who's driving the news flow? And what's the technical committee look like to continue this exploration?
That's a great question. You know, from the outset on this project, it's been a real partnership with Sumitomo. We work hand in hand with them in terms of, you know, designing the exploration programs and the budgets. Kenderland's always been the operator, and we still are the operator. For that, we get a 10% flat management fee on the total exploration budget, which does generate significant revenue for Kenderland, so that can't be ignored. But in terms of who's driving the bus, you know, I would say it's a totally collaborative. You know, Kenderland, for the most part, designs the initial kind of idea, the concept, and the targets, but then, you know, we present that to the technical committee. And normally, you know, there's a lot of agreeance in terms of what the approach is, and we totally value their input and suggestions as well, and incorporate all of that into the programs as well. There's a lot of experience on the Sumitomo side, and these guys they've made big discoveries. Some of the management on that side was actually on the ground, you know, for the discovery of Pogo up in Alaska. When it was with the Stone Boy joint venture, and they saw that from greenfields exploration all the way to development and production. So, you know, we're super excited to be working with these guys, and it's been a great partnership.
Okay, we need to wrap it up here. That's the end of our weekend edition. That's the end of the KE Report weekend edition this week. I hope you all enjoyed the show. Please keep in touch. Fleck@kereport.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. Please visit our website throughout the week. It's going to be another busy week. And please let me know what you think of all of our content. Have a great weekend, everybody.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.